Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Amy Hertigan with Pella Regional Health Center Therapy Services joins us on today's program to talk about torticollis.
Well, Amy, we're here today to talk to you about a thing that may be very common in infants that Pella Regional can help with specifically, torticollis. And let our listeners know, first of all, what that is and about the time that maybe they could notice that in their infant.
Torticollis is a tightness in the neck muscles, usually the sternocleidomastoid, and that causes the head of a baby to tilt to one side and turn to the other side. You may see both the tilt and the turn, or you may just feel like your baby has his or her head held in a funny position. Often infants are born with torticollis. You may not notice it right away, but it can be there from birth. You know, the womb is a tight place, so when that baby is developing, he or she doesn't really have a lot of room to move, especially as they get a little bit bigger. So they might be stuck there with their head in a certain position, which makes the muscles tight. Then when that baby is born, they feel more comfortable staying in that same position. So you may notice it right at birth that your baby just rests with their head in that same position. Sometimes it may become more noticeable as that baby gains more head control and starts to turn his head side to side. You may see that they don't look towards one side of the room, or they don't follow you when you go off to their right side, for instance, and they just might not look the one direction.
And so what can be done to help that? Because people, especially new parents, may not notice it right away. It may take them a doctor's visit, or it may take to the point where it's 2-3 months in. What can they do about that? And where do you come into that role?
Well, if the parent notices anything, they should certainly mention it to their doctor, and the doctor can refer them to physical therapy. In physical therapy, we work on teaching the parents how to set up that infant's normal environment, so he or she is encouraged to look those directions that they don't usually look. We may say, turn them around in their crib, so they have to look out the side to find you instead of looking at the wall. Or maybe if when you're playing with them, always be on this side. Or why don't you change where that car seat is in the car, so they have to turn their head this direction to look out the window. So we can teach you things, just normal daily routine things that you can change to encourage that baby to look the direction they don't like to look. In therapy, we also do stretches to work on stretching out that tight muscle. We loosen up that muscle with the stretches, and we teach the parents how to do those stretches at home to get that neck moving as it should.
I mean, parents, especially at this age, you know, with young kids, especially if it's their first, they probably, you know, either panic or they may immediately assume the worst. This sounds like, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, this sounds like it's fairly treatable. And if so, you know, what's kind of that prognosis if someone comes in with this, and how long could it take for them to maybe assume normal function?
Yeah, it's a very, very treatable condition, especially if you catch it early. So if you come in, let's say within the first 2 to 4 months of that baby's life, it almost always resolves completely without any lasting problems. A lot of times we will see those babies in here like once every 2 weeks or so. We don't even see them that often necessarily. We just kind of teach the parents what to do and monitor that progress. If you catch it later, like 6 months, or you know, even as they get closer to a year, it does take longer to fix at that time, just because the baby's stronger and they can fight you, and it's a little harder to stretch them. It can still be resolved. It just takes longer. So I would say if you catch it early, it can still be a few months before it all goes away, but you should notice steady improvement during that time.
And so if a parent has a concern right now, you know, they're listening to this, they've got a 2-3 month old sitting there and they feel like things may not be quite right with their neck or their posture, what's the steps they take to get to the help that they need through the rehab services and therapy services here?
I would first discuss it with your doctor. I mean, when you have a baby, you're going to the doctor pretty regularly for checkups and such. So I would mention it to the doctor, who would most likely refer that baby for physical therapy. We also see direct access patients, which means we can see people without a doctor's order, we just prefer you go through the physician so they stay in the loop on what's going on.
Once again, that was Amy Hertigan with Pella Regional Health Center. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.